The 20th Century, The Age and Its Art. Part 1, Technology and the Artist's Eye. During the 19th century, ideas and institutions which once had appeared so solid and real began to seem much less so. The traditional vision of world order disintegrated. The Industrial Revolution played havoc with the old divisions of social order. Large masses of people crowded together in urban centers. Isolated within crowds, these individuals began to weave the fabric of modern civilization. Some artists reflected the new sensibility by dissolving their forms into fragments of vibrating dots. There were many new ways of seeing things. Objects were broken and displaced into multiple perspectives, as if we could see the objects from all sides. Sometimes artists transformed the world to reflect their inner visions. It can be said that to a certain extent, the invention of photography freed the artist. For this and other reasons, the artist ceased to try to make his work into an illusion of the real world. Canvases were filled by flat color shapes, which denied the existence of deep space. For many, doubt became a basic way of perceiving. Only those things that could be known or felt personally were considered real. The world had once been considered closed and orderly. Artists had expressed this worldview in their work. By the end of the 19th century, order was no longer perceived to be at the basis of existence. Life appeared to be a matter of chance happenings. Artists sought to communicate their experience of the accidental character of modern life. Here, the edge of the canvas cuts across figures. Life cannot be caught and framed in nice, neat, and complete segments. Early in the 20th century, jazz became an important form of musical expression. Improvisation is an integral part of jazz, which at its best has a wonderful sense of spontaneity. Jazz is a musical form in which the uniqueness of the individual players is essential to the whole created by the group. It is also a form that has no predetermined end. In traditional Western European music, themes are developed. A completion is sought. In jazz, the whole is opened and unresolved. By the turn of the century, anxiety and despair often accompanied the loss of faith in stability and order. Values changed rapidly. Nothing was certain. Nothing was certain. Not even a definition of art. Here, the painter sought to achieve what had been considered impossible, the representation of movement in painting. During the 20th century, artists have continually sought new ways of defining their terms. Is this a painting, a piece of sculpture, or both? Is this art? We are no longer certain about the limits of art. Change has been one of the fundamental ingredients of culture during the 20th century. people have continually had to adjust to new technologies, new customs, new beliefs. People have had to redefine who and what they are. The old ways of doing and seeing things came to seem useless. The Cubists reacted against the traditional use of perspective. They felt that the creation of the illusion of three-dimensional space on a flat surface was false. Painting was to be about painting. The artists sought to find ways in which to represent volume on the flat surface by purely visual means. They no longer employed shadows or vanishing lines to communicate depth. They felt instead that overlapping shapes and differences in color tone were the most honest means of conveying an image of space. The Eiffel Tower was a symbol of optimism and the faith in industry of the late 19th century. To many, the George Washington Suspension Bridge is a symbol of our civilization. Yet, as it stands, the bridge is unfinished. Here is a sketch of the original design worked out by engineers and architects. The heavily encased towers were very much in vogue at the time. As the 635-foot steel skeletons of the towers rose from the shores of the river, something unprecedented happened. The public cried out against covering up the structural elements. These very elements expressed the purpose or function of the bridge. Although the engineers had no intention of making them beautiful or artistic, they were seen as such. The form and dynamics of the bridge give visual symbolism to an element of modern experience. The meaning of the machine might be understood as the crux of 20th century culture. When man learned to harness great amounts of energy to be used for his own ends, he began to create what many historians and thinkers call the mechanized world. The machines and attitudes that make up this world affect all of us. Our artists respond openly to much of modern experience. The forms reflect the clean geometric shapes of modern machinery. The artist takes pleasure in these forms. His handling of them expresses a basic optimism. A machine is an object with a clearly defined purpose. It is the product of man's attempt to solve specific problems reasonably and with the greatest efficiency. The 20th century has been a time when men have found that they can no longer believe in absolutes of good and evil. During the Renaissance, men assumed that there were such standards. What was good for one man was good for all. The Industrial Revolution brought about a climate in which much less could be assumed to be certain. One's life appeared to take on a much more haphazard structure. Individuals came in contact with many more people, and these people had different points of view. It was no longer easy to generalize about experience. It was often difficult to be certain of anything. The material world became more meaningful than the spiritual one. But man could solve some problems with his machines. He could even make life easier. Science and technology became something to believe in. The short-lived futurist movement in Italy exemplified this. In 1910, its founders issued a manifesto, violently rejecting the past and exalting the beauty of the machine. In this sculpture, anatomical structures have been transformed into quasi-mechanical shapes. The mechanized mass killing of World War I made people rethink the possibilities for the machine. Some artists had become disenchanted before the war. This is Marcel Duchamp's painting called The Bride. In it, we can see no resemblance to the human form. We see a mechanism that seems part motor, part distilling apparatus. It is beautifully engineered to serve no purpose. Did the artist intend to satirize the scientific outlook on man by analyzing the bride until she is reduced to a complicated piece of plumbing? But no matter. The machine is of the age. None of us can escape its influence. As the machine exemplifies purity of purpose, there is nothing extraneous here, so too have our artists sought to purify their means. Abstraction literally means to draw away from, to separate. If we have 12 pieces of candy, and then separate the number 12 from the things themselves, we get an abstract number. When we talk about abstraction in terms of art, we usually mean the process of analyzing and simplifying observed reality. Through the process of abstraction, the cubists transformed the classical conception of form. Not only the proportions, but also the wholeness of the human body are denied here. The destruction is quite methodical. Everything is fragmented into angular wedges or facets. In this comparison, we have visualization of the concept of the breakup of the traditional view of the world. This canvas does not attempt to be an image of the external world. Instead, the artist has created an abstracted world within the surface of his canvas. It is a world constructed according to the language of painting and the artist's eye. Out of cubism emerged the rectangular forms of much abstract art. Like a mathematician, the artist assembled forms into neat and orderly structures. There is an impersonal and objective flawlessness. Reduce and simplify. Piet Mondrian eliminated all color except the three primaries, red, yellow, and blue. He eliminated curves and diagonals. He eliminated perspective. He attempted to eliminate human imperfection. His paintings have a machine-perfect surface. But we have to stop and consider the fact that only the proportions of the canvas itself are exact. Mondrian had to arrive at the rest by feel. Imagine the agonies of trial and error. Other artists have had to face similar problems. The simplicity and purity these artists have sought surround us. The architect Le Corbusier called houses machines to be lived in. He admired the clean, precise shapes of machinery. Modern technology has surrounded us with the products of the machine. But much more important, it has surrounded us with the spirit and values of technology and industry. Art reflects our world.